This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As fires rage in California, indigenous leaders and environmental groups from around the world are gathering at the California Air Resources Board meeting to oppose its plan to expand cap and trade to include tropical forests. Christina Onnested reports.
Indigenous leaders from Mexico, Brazil, Nigeria, and California are denouncing the California Air Resources Board's proposal to give fossil fuel companies carbon credits to pollute in the state in exchange for protecting tropical forests elsewhere, known as RED, reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation. Indigenous communities say it's a scam that allows fossil fuel companies to pay to pollute and then encroach on indigenous lands. Nina Wa is chief of the Huniqui Federation in Acre, Brazil's Amazon.
In Acre, there's a complete lack of transparency in the implementation of RED Plus projects. They are violating our rights because they want to grab our territories. Mother Earth is not a business deal. She must not be bought and sold. We stand against this false solution that's called RED Plus, and we oppose the adoption of California's tropical forest standard because it is nothing more than privatizing our territories and taking them away from us.
Organizers, including Friends of the Earth, Amazon Watch, and Indigenous Environmental Network, say because of its controversy, RED is not used in any other carbon market in the world and shouldn't be used in California.
That was Christina Onnested reporting. The Urban Indian Health Institute, based in Seattle, released a report this week on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in urban areas. The researchers collected data from law enforcement agencies, families, Native communities, and used social media. They analyzed information from 71 U.S. cities dating back to the 1900s, with one of the earliest cases in the 1940s. They were able to identify 506 cases and say there are likely many more. Anita Lucchesi presented findings Thursday in Washington, D.C., saying the snapshot of data is intended to compile cases and examine how to better serve Native women. She says they hope the report will have lasting impact on all communities working to address gender violence.
This addresses not just us, but other communities of color who are also experiencing high rates of violence due to ongoing racism within police departments, within our communities. This is something that affects all of us. We're also hoping that this will amplify the voices of urban Indian families and the women that belong to them. Those women have been pushed out of the narrative. Those families have been pushed out of the narrative. I hope today, and I think we've been successful in that, that we've created a space for them to participate and for their stories and their experiences to be acknowledged.
The group is asking policymakers to include cities off reservations in legislation when addressing missing and murdered Indigenous women. The Native American Journalists Association and other press groups are urging the Muscogee Creek Nation to reinstate its press freedom law. The Oklahoma tribe recently repealed its Free Press Act and placed the tribally funded media outlet under the executive branch. Naja calls the move an alarming attack on press freedom in Indian country. The tribe's leader, James Floyd, released a statement Thursday saying they'll continue to support principles of free press. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
PBS wants to hear from you. Are you watching the four-part series Native America on your local PBS station? PBS wants to know how you continue your cultural knowledge and tradition. PBS is collecting stories like yours at pbs.org/native voices.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.